You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, July 13th. A fun event coming up, a very helpful and informative event coming up in the near future for our veterans. We're going to talk about that with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, Merrimack Bluffs, in just a little bit. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family here at Worldwide KFUO. We're so grateful for their support. You can find out more about them on our website in the sponsor section. Look for the CUW logo and click on that. That'll take you to their page. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Joining me in studio today, good friends from Lutheran Senior Services, Maggie Spencer, Director of Stewardship with Lutheran Senior Services over at the Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community. Maggie, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Andy.
So glad to have you in studio today. We always have fun when you're here.
Thank you.
We could chat for hours, I bet. And also in studio today, Margaret Cox, Lifestyle Enrichment Associate at Lutheran Senior Services. Margaret, welcome back.
Thank you, Andy. Always great to be here.
Been a year since we've talked, hasn't it? Since we've had a chat here in studio. But you all keep the folks at LSS Merrimack Bluffs, keep them engaged and busy over there, but not just busy for no reason.
A lot of our residents' families tell us that they have to make an appointment with their parents or grandparents because they never see them. They're so busy.
Why is it important to the residents, to the members of the community, that they get to be involved in so much there?
Well, I think it's important when moving to a new place. And in a sense, you feel like you're leaving your friends, mm-hmm. your family, but all of a sudden you have a new family, a new community. And with that, there's many interests and ideas that they have. So we take those ideas, we take those interests, and then we implement them. So it really does enrich their life at Merrimack Bluffs.
And today we're talking about the upcoming Veterans Fair. This has become an annual event, I believe, at Merrimack Bluffs. And how many members of the community there would you say are veterans or spouses of veterans?
Correct. In the independent residence alone, mm-hmm. it's over 100 that wow. we have. And then we have the assisted living and memory care. And so in total, it's probably around 150, I would say. And that is just the veterans themselves. That does not include their spouses. Mm-hmm. So that would be close to like 200 to 250 that we would have out of all our residents. And that's just at Merrimack Bluffs.
You know, one of the most, most touching stories, programs that I had the opportunity to do here on Faith and Family was a visit to LSS Meridian Village, probably 2 years, maybe 3 years ago. I had a chance to visit with some of the residents there who were spouses of veterans, and they shared their stories and some of the most touching stories. If you didn't get to hear that, you have to go back and listen to it in our archives. Just great stories from the residents there at Meridian Village of their lives as spouses of veterans. I mean, some of them, you know, from some of our, you know, being deployed and sent out to combat in some of our earlier wars, and just the touching stories. The most touching, I think, for me was the story of a wife of a soldier who the soldier had carried with him a picture of his wife, wherever he was. And one of the other soldiers in his platoon, was an artist and liked to paint portraits for the other soldiers in his platoon. And so this artist took that little wallet-sized photo
wow.
of this one soldier's wife, painted a portrait from it as a gift, and he brought it home when he came home from war. Thanks be to God, he was able to come
exactly.
home and brought this portrait home and shared it with his wife, and what a lovely gift. And she still had it with her that day that I was there visiting.
Mm.
But the most touching part of the story was that... you know, it's kind of hard to come across canvas when you're in a war zone.
I would imagine.
So what did they use?
Any guesses?
A tent.
It was the tent.
It was the tent.
Oh. That's very touching.
Yeah.
That's a lot to carry around.
Right. Right. I mean, what a priceless piece of art, you know, that this piece of history that she has, and what a story, you know, that she has to share. So our veterans have, our veterans and those who support them, their spouses, have just amazing stories to share. We're very thankful for them. And I know that the veterans at LSS Merrimack Bluffs and your team has worked very hard each year on providing this Veterans Fair. Give us a quick rundown of what happens at a Veterans Fair and who should attend the Veterans Fair.
Well, what should happen is lots and lots of people should come to Merrimack Bluffs on Tuesday, July the 19th, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And why they should come is we are offering a number of vendors who will have lots and lots of great information mm-hmm. to share with the veterans and the veterans' spouses, to talk about benefits that they are entitled to, ways to get in touch with different organizations for all kinds of different things, anywhere from cemetery information to healthcare information to aid and assistance to help people who are spending a lot of money for care, and if they're entitled to some financial aid from the Veterans Administration. Lots of that kind of information will be available. We have, how many vendors do we have, Margaret?
It'll be like 19, 20.
Each will have a table. We have a lovely room that's set up, and we will have lots of folks there. And everybody will have a chance to visit with each of the vendors. And some of the vendors, and I'll just mention them briefly here, we have the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Yay. Of course. We love our veterans.
Yeah. Great ministry.
Yes. We'll have someone from the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that's an affair of the Veterans Administration, the ACM Care Group. We'll have Bowling for Veterans and the Fisher House, and we'll tell you more about that later. One of my favorites is the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, Lutheran Senior Services Hospice, the Veterans Benefits Administration, which oversees the VA healthcare system, the National Archives, and we will talk about that a little later, the Jefferson Barracks POW and MIA Museum, which is a very exciting project out at Jefferson Barracks Cemetery, the Missouri Veterans History Project, the Missouri Veterans Commissions, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and then we also have the Wreaths Across America and the Missouri Mayflower Society, as well as the very well-known American Red Cross. So all those organizations will have representatives available to speak with each and every guest at this Veterans Fair.
Why put together a Veterans Fair? Why bring all these? I mean, these are great resources that are brought together for this event. Why?
Well, I'm sure it's very frustrating to individuals when they have to get a hold of different organizations, and the travel time mm-hmm. and the waiting in lines, etc. They will not have this here. Also, along with what Maggie spoke about, it is free. This event is free. There is no cost to both all of the participants and also any of the organizations that are coming in. There is no cost to anyone. And then it's also air conditioned. As you said, it's 90 degrees. Next week, it'll probably be closer to 100. And it will be air conditioned. It's our chapel/community room, a huge area. There's plenty of seating. So individuals that want to come, if you're thinking about it, if you are a child of a parent who's a veteran, or if you're a veteran yourself, if you're a spouse, if you're a widow of a veteran, all of those individuals, we welcome you to come to Merrimack Bluffs for this free air-conditioned event. You can come at 10, you can come at 11, you can come at 12, you can come at 1, you can even come at 2. We will assist and allow you to be able to speak to as many individuals, or you can spend your whole time with just one of the organizations, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. But it is ideal. Instead of going 18 to 20 different places, you go to one place. They are there for you.
That's such a good point, that all of these resources resources are great resources for our veterans and for their families. Putting, bringing them all together in one place to make it more accessible, to make it easier to meet with them. And there's also this benefit of being around some other veterans as well while you're there.
Exactly. We call it one-stop information shopping.
A lot of information at this event.
A lot of information. I would just like to talk a little bit about our Veterans Committee. And this particular program, the Veterans Fair, is put together by our resident Veterans Committee and our Lifestyle Enrichment, as well as Stewardship. We all team up and we plan this every year. This is our fifth annual. And our Veterans Committee is awesome. It's made up of virtually anybody who wants to come who has some relationship to a veteran, but also mainly, I would say we have about 16 people who come once a month for the meetings. We have a leader for the meetings. We say the Pledge of Allegiance, which personally I absolutely love to do. And we talk about the programs that are upcoming, and we have several others that we might talk about later if we have time. And primarily the Veterans Fair, which is our probably our second largest event of the year, is the first one in the year. So we get excited about that. But it is run by the residents, and they have a lot of input about what happens with the veterans at Merrimack Bluffs. And I don't know if this would be a good time to share a story.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that the veterans group is working on is we're putting together a compilation of stories by our veterans or their spouses. And these stories are personal experiences that they have had during wartime. It's very, very meaningful for many of them to be able to write or talk about experiences that maybe they had pushed away in their deepest memory. They're really getting into it. It's very exciting. We've right now have about 20 stories from our veterans, and we're helping them with interviews and trying to draw out that information so that we can write these stories. And I have one here that is written by a gentleman, a resident, whose name is Bob Zoner. And he and his wife, Neoma, live at Merrimack Bluffs. And this is called Foxhole Luxuries. And it says, I grew up in a northwest corner of Greater St. Louis called Walnut Park. A heart murmur disqualified me from enlisting in World War II. But after being called up in August of 1951, I would later spend 23 months in the United States Army, split between stateside duties and Korea. My first year was spent in training and working as a communications sergeant with a tank company in the 3rd Armored Cavalry. In August of 1950, my unit was sent to Korea, landing at Incheon, where I found I was no longer a communications sergeant, in the Armored Cavalry, but was assigned as a replacement squad leader in the 24th Infantry and made a field first sergeant. From Incheon, we were transported east to about midway across Korea. Our first night was spent setting up pup tents in a dry rice paddy. Wow. My tent partner that night was New Orleans Ron Dienek, who would remain my foxhole buddy for the next 3 months. The next 2 weeks were spent getting used to climbing hills and firing live ammunition. The training terrain reminded me of the Missouri Ozarks scrub oak and cedar trees. The transition from training to actual combat came quickly. One day, we just began to push north, whereupon, at the end of each day, we dug foxholes for the night. This routine lasted through the months of September, October, and November in 1951. Our supply line to the rear consisted of young Korean men who brought us drinking water, food, and ammunition. Unfortunately, losses were heavy throughout our movement northward. It was clearly getting colder by the time we stopped our northward movement near the 38th parallel. Settled in, we were able to build more comfortable bunkers of logs and sandbags, as seen in the background. Oh, sorry, there's a picture here. You'll just have to imagine it. We also improvised a homemade stove for oil stove for heating. For all the 3 months of moving north, there were no facilities for shaving, showering, or any changes of clothing. Oh, my goodness. The enemy may well have smelled us coming. Once our area became more stable, we were ordered to the rear for our first showers in 3 months.
Wow.
And to receive new clothing. We were told to leave all our personal items in our bunkers because everything we were wearing would be discarded. And I'll edit it if there's anything left. At the bottom of the hill, we were driven to a river valley where two large tents were erected over a gravel bar. The tents were heated and had electric lights. As we entered the first tent, we discarded all our clothing from boots to parkas, and then we lined up for our first showers in 3 months. There, we helped each other out, cut off our three-month beards, and finally, we shaved. And in the last tent, we picked up all our new clothing. It was like Christmas. From then on, personal hygiene was much easier with our permanent bunkers and regular supplies from the rear. And I must say that this gentleman has cleaned up very well. After returning to civilian life and beginning an engineering career, the once dirt-encrusted Bob Zoner would discover his inner artist, and so it's interesting that we talked about that earlier, and take up oil painting, where he has gone on to demonstrate considerable talent in his later years. I can ask him when I get back if he has any canvas tent paintings.
Painting on the canvas of a tent. What a touching story. And to hear these stories, you know, directly from our veterans, that you know, life is a little bit different when you're on the front lines, but that he's able to share those stories now and share them with our, you know, now that this is recorded, now that this is written, share this with the next generation as well, so that we can have an appreciation for the sacrifice that our veterans have made.
That's very much so.
Very important thing for us to be able to share this with the future generation. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that the Veterans Fair that's coming up on July 19th, that the Veteran Committee is made up of members of the community, mm-hmm. that this isn't just something that staff comes up with and runs the whole thing, but this is kind of a grassroots effort. This is members of the community at LSS Merrimack Bluffs. Why is it important that the residents provide a lead on this, and that you know, this really comes from them in terms of what they want to happen in this event?
Well, with any organization or any committee, the ones who run it take ownership of it. And so with many of the committees that they have at Merrimack Bluffs with the independent residents, they are in charge of it. They run it. The ideas come out of it. They vote on it. There's consensus in terms of where they're going in terms of plans mm-hmm. forward, projects going forward. But this Veterans Committee, this is the fifth annual Veterans Fair that they've done. But the Veterans Committee has been together for
About 8 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And as we talk to other communities, I think this is one of the most developed one. Other communities, Laclique Groves is starting theirs, and they kick it off. We have an event later on the year. It's going to be our Veterans Day celebration. And Laclique Groves, the Daughters of America Revolution, provided 50 quilts last year to our World War II veterans. This year, they're going to provide over 30 quilts to the Korean and Vietnam veterans that we honor and celebrate at the Veterans Day celebration. So Laclique Groves has been a great partnership with us and Daughters of American Revolution to bring something special to the veterans who have served our country and have kept us free. And we can't even begin to thank them for their dedication, for their service, for what they have done. But this is just a small part. But back to your original question, the residents that run it, they are outstanding. Their dedication, their time that they spend, they may be retired, but as we said at the beginning, they are busy. Mm-hmm. And it's not inefficient busy work. It is productive. That really does bring, I think, glory to God. I think it brings glory to to their hearts and what they have accomplished at Merrimack Bluffs. It has been amazing. Last Veterans Day celebration, we brought in a helicopter, and that was all done by our committee chairperson, Larry Camberg, and it's just, it's tremendous, and they want to try and bring
Did you land the helicopter?
Near the gazebo.
Near the gazebo on the patio, and it was exciting. And so this year, they want to try and bring maybe some tanks in or some stationary military artillery, and so it's very exciting. But with Maggie, with that story, at the end of each committee meeting, there's a story told. So each month, another veteran gets up, and I mean, we're wiping away tears, we're laughing. It is so amazing when we get done with each of our meetings, the atmosphere, because you know God has been there. You know the Holy Spirit is there. You know that the love that they have for one another and the story shared, it the enhancement, again, the enrichment to their lives is just one more example of what they're doing.
Bringing in helicopters and tanks, neighbors start getting nervous. What's going on over there at LSS Merrimack Bluffs?
We like to keep the whole neighborhood on their toes.
But in a good way.
Exactly. That I would think if I were a neighbor, I would want to know more about what's going on. These people are they're lively people. I want to go live over there.
Well, and that's really what's great about this particular Veterans Fair is that it is open to the public. And we really invite people from the greater community to bring their family members, have the veterans come. We want them to take advantage of our one-stop information shop.
Yeah, this is a good time to load up mom and dad and, you know, drive on over. It's fairly easy to get to as well. Let's give some relative directions if you're coming, you know, in the St. Louis area. We're looking at, from the St. Louis area, probably the easiest route is Interstate 44, right?
Right, right. And then get off at 141 going north, and then I think it's the third light is Vance Road. That's V-A-N-C-E. Make a left turn at Vance, and it's about 2 miles on your left will be a road called Merrimack Bluffs Drive. Pretty obvious. And take that road up to the top of the hill, which is overlooking the Merrimack River. It's a very, very imposing and beautiful building. And our Veterans Fair is inside that building. Oh, and even outside the building, because we will have a van parked out in the parking lot. And what is that one for?
It's a mobile unit, and it's from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And it basically goes around the whole state of Missouri, and it's a counseling center for vets. And so many of the different rural areas do not have a veterans, you know, Department of Veterans Affairs. So it brings the counseling to them. It's a wonderful part. It's a big mobile. It looks like a big mobile home.
So a mobile unit that provides counseling to veterans.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So those are the directions. And it's very easy to find. If you're coming from 141, coming from the north, again, you would turn right on Vance Road and go 2 miles west. And then it's left turn on Merrimack Bluffs Drive. If you have a GPS, it'll show up.
Right.
It's Merrimack Bluffs, number one, Merrimack Bluffs Drive.
So not number two or three, number one, Merrimack Bluffs Drive.
And we are number one.
Appropriately numbered and, relatively easy to find anywhere you're coming from in the St. Louis area. And the old adage goes true it holds true in this too, just about 20 minutes from anywhere in St. Louis, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, again, this is coming up on Tuesday, July 19th, so less than a week away. Tuesday, July 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., is that right?
Correct.
At LSS Merrimack Bluffs. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll share more about what you'll find at the event and learn more about Merrimack Bluffs as well. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Pro-abortion activists often accuse pro-lifers of not caring about women and their babies after the child is born. That's ridiculous and proven wrong by Bridge to Life in New York City. They give car seats, diapers, and baby clothes to poor women in need. Their budget is tiny, so two city council members pledged $5,000 each from their discretionary funding to the group. Andrea Miller, president of the Pro-Abortion National Institute for Reproductive Health, went ballistic. Yet, she has a budget of $8 million and none of it goes to help women. Plus, the local Planned Parenthood gets over $7 million in tax dollars. I guess we really know who is pro-woman and pro-child, including after birth. It isn't the pro-abortion activists who want the babies aborted. It's the pro-lifers.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
Worldwide KFUO, your most trusted radio station for Christian talk and sacred music. Listen on the air, online, and on demand 24 hours a day at KFUO.org. Listen anywhere you are with your Wi-Fi radios, smartphones, computers, and even on your smart TVs. KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Two biblical sisters, Mary and Martha, are featured on the next Sing for Joy. If you know their story, it doesn't surprise you that the Christian church has far more Mary music than Martha music. But we're going to imagine Martha singing along with her sister. I hope you'll join us.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
I'm Gary Duncan, General Manager of KFUO. Do you have a lifetime plan for giving? Have you left a lasting legacy of your faith? Have you blessed your family in the best way possible? Have you remembered your favorite ministry? And have you examined or updated your lifetime plan in the past 5 years? If you can answer yes to each of these questions, I know you'll experience the peace and joy of knowing that God has blessed you and you will be a blessing to others. But if you answered no to any of these questions, call Mary here at KFUO at 314-996-1518. That's 314-996-1518. We'll send a representative to talk to you and help you with your lifetime plan for giving. We'll answer the questions that you need answered and talk to you about how you could help your loved ones and your favorite ministries. Also, while you're thinking about your lifetime plan for giving, please prayerfully consider supporting our ministry and embracing the future of worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, July 13th, and we are talking with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, LSS, Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community about a great event that has been going on 5 years now, the Veterans Fair at LSS, Merrimack Bluffs. It's a wonderful event for the community, not just for the folks at Merrimack Bluffs, but it's open to the public, open to the community. Today, we are talking with Margaret Cox and Maggie Spencer, who serve on the staff there at LSS Merrimack Bluffs, and have so much information at this event. So many people. How many people do any idea how many have come in the past for these events?
Over 100.
Over 100.
Yeah.
So it's it's not such a large crowd that it's overwhelming if you're concerned about being overwhelming, but just the right size crowd so that, and we could certainly include some more so that you can find out about these great resources. Now, before we, in the first half, we talked about some of the organizations that will be there, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about what they have to offer, the organizations that'll be presenting or that'll be available to meet with guests at the Veterans Fair. Who's up first? Who do we want to talk about that'll be at the fair?
Right. Well, we would like to talk about the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is associated, again, with the Veterans Benefit Administration and also the VA healthcare system. There's actually three areas that they concentrate on where they want to put the veterans first. The first is the benefits themselves, compensation, education, home loans, life insurance, vocational rehab. They have the healthcare, which is your hospitals, clinics, online pharmacies, Affordable Care Act, and then the burials and memorials. The burial benefits, scheduling headstones, etc. So the Department of Veterans Affairs is a huge component of this, and each year they get more and more involved. And I'm excited because they actually call me and say, hey, is that Veterans Fair coming up? They love it because they can do one-on-one with individuals. It's not this huge crowd that they can't talk to someone and people have to wait hours and hours just in line. But it is a one-on-one situation that the Department of Veterans Affairs appreciates and looks forward to every year at our event.
Now, the event starts at 10 a.m., goes until 2. Is there a schedule of anything, or is just once it starts, all the exhibitors will be there?
Correct. Once it starts, all the exhibitors will be available to speak to anybody who is interested in terms of learning about their benefits.
Well, very good. All right. Who else will be at the Veterans Fair that we'd like to share a little more information about?
Well, I'm really excited to talk about the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight Group, mm-hmm. who will be present at that time. The Honor Flight is a wonderful program where they actually fly veterans to Washington, D.C., and it started in 2008. It was founded by two area women who were absolutely passionate about making sure all the community, St. Louis community's veterans, had a chance to see their national memorials. And as of the end of 2015, there have been over 55 honor flights serving more than 1,400 area veterans. And I do want to just give a little plug that 6 years ago, Merrimack Bluffs sponsored 23 of our veterans the opportunity to go on the honor flight. And I was very fortunate to go as a guardian. And it was a very full day. It was probably one of the greatest days of my life to even be with those fabulous, mostly gentlemen. We had one lady.
What was it? What was that day like? When did your morning start?
Well, we actually had to be at the airport at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the honor flight people were up and at it much earlier than that. But they picked us up at Merrimack Bluffs and drove us to the airport. And that's when everything started. It was absolutely amazing. They gave us breakfast, snacks, lunch, dinner, all of that. We got back at about 12:30 a.m.
I bet. It's a full day. You fly up and fly back in the same day.
Exactly. And the veterans don't have to do one thing except breathe, smile, and eat and enjoy.
Show up, yeah.
Show up, exactly. It's an amazing program. And we got to see just about all of the war memorials at Washington, D.C.
How did you travel around D.C.?
We were on a bus, mm-hmm. and the bus would take us to each of the memorial areas, and then we would assist our veterans off of the bus. We had one guardian per person, almost. That was about the ratio. We had a number of guardians who met us at the bus, including people from the service, mm-hmm. from the military.
Wow.
It just was an unbelievable experience. I think the two things that were the most exciting for the veterans were the reception. When we got to the airport in Washington, D.C., there had to have been at least 100 people and a band and lots of flags waving for us to walk through the airport to get onto our bus. talk about it. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It was a very, very emotional experience for our veterans. And they got that again when we got back to St. Louis at 12:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And there were probably about 50 to 75 people who greeted us same way. It was absolutely amazing. And the other part that really, really touched our veterans was the mail bag that was delivered to them. Each one of them received a bag of letters on the return flight to St. Louis. And there were some wonderful letters from their family and friends and students in schools who had written to thank them for their service to our country.
Wow.
It was powerful.
Hmm. So that really is a full day. And you had the opportunity to go as a guardian and witness this and visit all the memorials. What was the response of the veterans as they visited the memorials there in Washington?
Well, it was somewhat somber, mm-hmm. I must say. And when we went to the World War II memorial, of course, these were all World War II veterans.
I see.
It was difficult. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of tears shed. We took a lot of photographs with our veterans posing, if you will. And we did have an empty wheelchair with a flag in memory of one of our very recently veterans who had just passed on. And we wanted to remember him. And so it was somber.
Yeah.
But joyful at the same time that they had the opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you would ask any of them, what was one of the most meaningful things that's happened in your life, they would say, being able to go to Washington, D.C. and see the memorial. Otherwise, they may never have had an opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It did not cost them a penny. The Honor Flight pays for everything. Mm-hmm. It's a very touching service.
Sure. I've had the privilege of traveling to Washington, D.C. with a group of students in the past and getting to tour those memorials. And most of them, by the time we got to them, it was dark in the evening, but still very, very touching to see all of those memorials and learn about our history. There's so much we can learn from that. And I can only imagine what it would be like traveling with a veteran to those memorials.
Mm-hmm. It was difficult at mm-hmm. times. I had two veterans that I was responsible for, and these are gentlemen that I've known very well over the years. And one was in a wheelchair, and so I was pushing the one, and the other one was keeping up with us, actually keeping ahead of us at that time. And they were so emotional about the whole experience. And the one in the wheelchair, his granddaughter lives on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., and she met us at the bus so she could spend a few hours with her grandfather.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So Honor Flight will be at the Veterans Fair next week.
Yes, they will be.
And so what can we learn about Honor Flight? How a veteran could participate?
Absolutely. They will have application forms mm-hmm. available, and they are now starting to take flights for Vietnam vets, Korean vets, and I'm sure down the road we'll have Desert Storm vets mm-hmm. too. But they are taking applications, and once a person is on the list, they hold their position. The only time they might get bumped is if we have somebody who is terminal, a veteran who is mm-hmm. terminal, and they want to make sure they can get that trip in. Just the application process.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you find out more about the application process there at the fair. That's great. Honor Flight. Who's up next?
Well, we have the American Red Cross. It's the first time they're going to be there. And the thing that's interesting is when you think of American Red Cross, you think of disaster
mm-hmm.
or you think of whatever. But for American Red Cross, they really do support the military family. And how we got involved with them was 2 years ago, one of our residents came up and said, you know, they do this holiday mail for heroes. They do these Christmas cards that you just fill out. You don't put a person's name. And then they send them to veterans and they send them to active military personnel around the world. And so she did it the first year. Well, then last year we got more involved in all the different areas of Merrimack Bluffs, did letters. And so we did about 250 or 300 of them. Well, when they picked up the mail, American Red Cross turned around and gave us over 100 packages that were different Christmas cards that we could give to our veterans.
Wow.
And so it was a mutually reciprocal relationship. And so when I mentioned to them about the Veterans Fair, they were like, we are absolutely there. And so they do the holiday mail for heroes. They do totes of hopes that help support homeless veterans. They do a Red Cross service. They link medical or military families during an emergency. They provide, they support wounded warriors in military hospitals. So the American Red Cross is honored to serve the veterans and the military personnel that are serving our country. And so they get a chance to talk to the American Red Cross during the time.
So they'll be there at the fair. Very good.
Yes, they will be there. We also have the Missouri Veterans Commission, which is somewhat related to the Veterans Administration. And this is really, I think, very important for some of our veterans and spouses. Let's say you know that someone has actually earned a particular or been awarded a particular medal, but you cannot locate that medal anywhere. You can actually request to replace a lost medal for a World War II veteran or other veterans. I think that's key. That's through the Missouri Veterans Commission. You can also request military service records. And the most important piece of the military service records is the DD-214 form. And most veterans have a copy of that form. That's their discharge, their honorary discharge papers. But that allows the veteran to be buried in a national cemetery. And so that's a real key form to have. And they can help you request that. The Veterans Commission can also help to research military records. So if anybody wants to go back as far as before World War I, they can get service records of their ancestors. And they can also research genealogical research through the Veterans Commission. And they also have a complete collection of photographs from World War II. So that's a really great way to look through and say, I knew that person. I knew that person. So it's a terrific organization, and they will be there as well.
And that, who is that again?
The Missouri Veterans Commission.
Missouri Veterans Commission. Very good.
And Andy, along with that, the Missouri Veterans Commission, as I speak to the representative, the one thing she mentions is this. Many individuals know about their federal benefits, but they do not realize that there are many state benefits that they are entitled to. And this allows them to speak with the Missouri Veterans Commission and find out, is there any state benefits that they did not know they were entitled to? And that's what's exciting about this event, that we hear story after story of individuals, I didn't know. I didn't realize. And it enables them to help their parent, help their spouse, or help themselves in terms of things that they are entitled to for what they did as a return for their service in the military.
Absolutely. And I remember talking about that in the previous years as well, that something that is so overlooked is the support from the state level. You know, we all are very familiar with, you know, VA and the federal level, but miss out on what's available from the state level. Good point.
And they also will have a guide that they can pick up. We have, they'll bring 300 pieces that it's basically says all the different commissions, all the different organizations, many that we didn't even recognize here, that they could get a hold of. And so that, again, will be a piece that they can take with them after the fair, long after the organizations are no longer in our chapel community room, and long after they have left Merrimack Bluffs. They will be able to look through the book and make phone calls. It's great contact and information for any veteran or spouse or widow of a veteran.
Very helpful. So that's the Missouri Veterans Commission.
Correct.
All right.
We also have the Missouri Veterans History Project, and that's a very popular program for the veterans. It gives them an opportunity to be interviewed, and it is an oral interview, and they are able to record their stories. It is available at no charge to each of the veterans, and the interviewers are trained to ask excellent questions that help to bring up memories of their experiences in whatever World War II will say. The interviews are done mostly by scholars and students and other veterans, and it's done through a partnership with the State Historical Society of Missouri and the Library of Congress, as well as other organizations. So this is another one of those sign up to get on to the Oral History Project.
I think I first learned about this when I was working in higher education. Our students who were working in court reporting and captioning they were using the stenograph machine.
There you go.
I was trying.
A lot of people wouldn't know what that is.
Yes. Yeah. So they were actually recording it that way by using a steno machine and actually recording as the interviewer would ask the questions, and they captured the story that way. And so then all the stories were then put in a printed document. It was outstanding.
Well, in this case, each of the veterans will receive a number of CDs they can share then with their family members.
That's great. Again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, sharing our stories with the next generation, how valuable that is. Neat.
What else do we have?
Okay. And then the National Cemetery, Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, they when you're at the end of life, and you're a child of a parent, and they've been a veteran, it is so remarkable that there is a place that they are honored, that they take care of their burial benefits, preparing in advance. They donate burial flags to national cemeteries. It's amazing. And so I think as a veteran, a spouse, or a widow veteran, to know that that benefit is there. And so they can come and talk to Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery and get all the information that they need to ensure and have the insurance of having a place that they belong, that they are going to be buried in. And it's wonderful. It's a tremendous benefit that they can just go right there and take care of.
So Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery.
Right. And any one of the, I think there's 133 national cemeteries within the United States, and they all offer a burial spot. It can be for actual burial or cremation as well. And the spouse of the veteran is also entitled to be buried at the same location. They also get a tombstone with their name, their dates of birth, if there's any religious affiliation, and their status in the military. And it's a very, very nice benefit. And they also have a service at graveside. It's not graveside, it's roadside, because there are so many funerals held at Jefferson Barracks every single day that they can't tell you exactly at that moment where the gravesite will be. But within about a week, the survivors will then get a letter with a map showing where their loved one is buried.
And Andy, years ago in 2013, when my dad passed away, and it was down in Florida, and it was a service, and the individuals that are a part of that is tremendous. The taps that's played, it is beautiful, and the flag when they give you, and they fold the flag and they give it to you, and it literally
takes
your breath
away. There's a lot of dignity and respect.
There is
showing respect for those who have served. Well, very good. Glad that they'll be there so that they can answer questions and get the information for Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery as well. Anyone else? We mentioned the, what is it? Is it Fisher House? Is that right? Mentioned that earlier. I know we've talked about that before.
Right. Yeah, Fisher House has been at our fairs, I think, every year
Right. And the Fisher House, they basically ensure that there's no fee to stay in a Fisher House. And it's been going on since 1990. They have saved military veterans and their families an estimated $200 million in out-of-pocket expenses for lodging and transportation.
But what is Fisher House?
Well, it's an actual structure with rooms like a hotel, and it is available for family members to stay in while their loved one is in the hospital.
In the VA hospital?
Yes.
So while the loved one is receiving care in the VA hospital, then this provides a place for them to stay rather than racking up bills at a local hotel.
Exactly.
Correct.
Well, very good. So Fisher House will be at the fair this year as well?
They will.
Wonderful.
They will. I don't know if we have time for any more.
We have just about 3 minutes left.
Okay. Well, since we're with Lutheran Senior Services at Merrimack Bluffs, I would just like to mention a little bit about the organization. Mm-hmm. We are 150 years old this year. And
well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I haven't actually been with them as
Looking
long as that.
Looking good for 150, aren't we?
It's a wonderful organization, and we serve about 9,000 older adults every single year. We have a number of different ways of serving older adults. We have the continuum of care retirement communities such as Merrimack Bluffs, which offers all levels of care, independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, and then memory care in skilled and assisted living. We also have a group called Affordable Housing, and this is for people who have limited income and limited assets, but they are provided a lovely apartment at an unbelievably low rent price, and it is subsidized by HUD. And we have, at last count, I think we had 14 of those affordable housing locations in the state of Missouri and Illinois. We also have home and community-based services.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yes, those are caregivers who can be hired by the hour or by a period of time to do a lot of things within the home, as well as nursing services. So we provide an awful lot of great services. We also serve, this is really amazing to me, about 2.5 million meals every year to older adults.
Well, I'm glad you saved the food part to the end. Yeah. I had fun talking with some of the residents from Merrimack Bluffs not too long ago when we had our nutrition program and talked about ice cream, and all of them had served on the food committee. What a lovely conversation. They know their food. Yes, they do. It was funny. I asked them what was the most controversial issue on the food committee. Do you remember what they said?
No, what did they say? I can't
remember.
Green
beans.
I was just going to say green beans.
Oh, well.
Green beans. How well they're cooked.
Yeah, how they're cooked. Everybody likes their green beans differently.
Yes.
Nobody likes green beans the same way.
We would have to have 535 different ways of cooking green beans. That's how many residents we have at Merrimack
Bluffs. I think, here's an idea. Here's a green bean bar, like a green bean buffet, a green bean bar, so that you can choose how you want your green beans cooked that evening. Or crisp or overcooked, bacon, no bacon, butter, figure it all out. Well, this event, again, the Veterans Fair, coming up Tuesday, July 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at LSS Merrimack Bluffs. If we have questions or need to find out more, Margaret, what's the best way to find out more?
They can contact me. My phone number is 636-923-2356.
Very good. Well, Margaret, thanks so much for coming over. Margaret Cox, Lifestyle Enrichment Associate at LSS Merrimack Bluffs. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Andy.
And Maggie Spencer, the Director of Stewardship at LSS Merrimack Bluffs. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here, Andy. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word.
Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.